the path of least resistance is usually listen and then come up with this solution and say, yeah, I absolutely can solve your problem. And here's a couple of different ways to do it. So I'm giving you the labels of these revenue streams, but they don't have to put a label on them. They just want to know you can solve the problem. Welcome back to another episode of the Corporate Escapee Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Trainer, and today I'm doing something a little bit different. I'm going solo. So no guests. We've had some great ones in the recent episodes, really showcasing what's possible for Gen Xers post-corporate. And today I wanted to tackle the topic, basically how you can monetize your corporate experience. I talk about this all the time, at least conceptually, that there's ways to do it. So I want to do this, we'll call these bite-sized episodes or the Cliff Notes version of the Escapee Podcast. For you Gen Xers, you remember that term back from our grade school days, maybe junior high, when you didn't have to read the entire book, you could find the Cliff Notes version of it. And today I want to talk about how to monetize your corporate experience. Because one of the things that I have found over the course of the past 5 years is there's just not one path. There's multiple paths, and you'll see today 17 different ways. I'm actually going to share 19 different ways you can monetize and basically make money, right? Should throw out the corporate jargon, say, hey, here's how you can make money from your corporate experience, because there are small businesses, startups, nonprofits that really do need your expertise, your knowledge, your experience, and they're willing to pay for it. Maybe not on a full-time basis, but as a fractional or part-time advisory, which we'll get into today, that you can charge a premium and actually make your corporate income in 25 hours per week. I just had a LinkedIn post on that not too long ago, but we'll save that for a different topic. So today, if you're still in corporate thinking there's no way or how, I don't want to start a full company, I don't open a restaurant, you can if you want. The beauty is you can follow really what you want to do. But what I want to talk about today is how to start making money from your experience so you can get out of the corporate BS, right? Get out of that rut of, especially if you hate your job. And I'm guessing if you're listening to this podcast and you're still in corporate, that you're looking for something better. So anyway, so let's dig into this. Like I said, I think I've got a series of these Cliff Notes that I'm going to start to release. Probably put this on YouTube as well. But let's kick it off with monetizing your corporate experience. And last thing I'll say before I dive into it is if I remember to do this, because I'm sure I'll get sidetracked, is I think 10 of these revenue streams I've actually done myself. Some have worked out better than others, and I'll dig and try to remind folks that this is one of the revenue streams I had. And if you're listening out there and if you found another revenue path, let me know. Drop it, connect with me on LinkedIn or email me at bt@bretttrainer.com, and I'd love to start including what others are doing as well. So anyway, to kick it off, I'm going to start with some of the more traditional paths, with the first one being solo consulting. I was in management consulting, decided I could do this on my own. I was doing a lot of the work anyway, so I decided to go solo. Did that for about a year, and basically you're helping small to mid-sized companies on a project basis. So that's what consulting is. Fixed fee, fixed time, and fixed outcomes usually. But once you get started, there's other projects that you can do. For me, this was great. It was a great entry, but found it just didn't excite me that much, right, to track down virtual stakeholders and do project plans and deliver on the work. I know a lot of people that absolutely love it. Fahim Musa and others have a community of folks that do this. So definitely a really, and you don't have to be a consultant in corporate to be able to do this. You just need to have experience. So anyway, if that's a path of interest, definitely check out Fahim and his community. The second one that I stumbled into was fractional leadership. I don't think it was even called that, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. And that's just where you act as a leader of a function. Some people will tell you it has to be, you know, a C-suite type. I found these small businesses, if they need something stood up, they need leadership in a certain role. Like as I use CRM all the time as a potential, right? If they need to have a CRM set up, they can hire somebody as a fractional to come in, build this out and lead it. But essentially what fractional is you're working 8 to 10 hours per week per client, and you're providing leadership and strategy to that group. Either trying to build something out or fix something, and you're coming in on an interim, not an interim basis, I'll get to that in a second, on a part-time basis where you own it though. The beauty of this model is you don't get asked to do anything that's not adding value, right? There's no unnecessary meetings. There's no busy work. because they're just really paying for your outcome. So you can charge a premium for the hours that you're doing. Small business is still going to benefit because they wouldn't have access to somebody like you as a junior level. So, I mean, this model makes a ton of sense. It's growing. Small businesses are starting to adopt it. John Arms and Karina Mikola are two folks that are leading the charge in this space. So check them out. The next one is interim leadership. I didn't do this, and this is kind of a cousin to fractional leadership. And this is where you would step into a role for a fixed amount of time. So let's use CFO, Chief Financial Officer. Maybe they're replacing somebody. Somebody went on maternity leave. They need somebody to come in for 2 or 3 months as a full-time basis. So you're working full-time, but it's just for a fixed amount of time. You're stepping in to hold the role for a while. Again, it's interesting. You'll need more of these. You'll get paid well to do this on the short term, but it's also still full-time work. Business development. This may be an interesting one that you have not thought of. I did get paid for this as well. There's a lot of smaller brands, smaller companies that need access to folks in your network, especially if it's a product or service in an industry that you've been in. You can start doing some connecting for folks. And in some cases, they'll pay you for the introductions. A lot of the cases, they'll just pay you, 20%, anywhere between 10 and 20% for any deals that close just for making the introductions. Not a bad revenue stream, especially if you've already got the relationships. The next one is kind of an offshoot of this, and it's affiliate marketing. And this, I think a lot of the times we think about, well, I need an audience and I need to be able to resell, drive traffic, and then if they click on the link, I get paid. But there's also a way to do this more targeted, right? So if you really believe in a product or a service and you want to sell it, you think you can sell it better than the business is doing, which I think there's a lot of opportunity, right? You can start picking up commission every time, they click on your link and buy the product. So something to check out if you're still in corporate. Think about this. Next one I've actually done as well, and still do, quite honestly, is advisory work. And many businesses maybe aren't quite ready for fractional, or they don't know what fractional is, but they need some strategic help and maybe even some tactical help. That's one thing that I found exiting corporate and escaping is you do still need to get your hands dirty because the small businesses need strategy, but they also need help with some of the tactics, a lot of foundational stuff. So advisory I found can be 5-10 hours per month versus the fractional, which is 8-10 hours per week. That they just need some guidance. You need anybody full-time, they're not quite ready to bring somebody in to lead a project or a function, but need help. To me, I like this one if you can find it, because it gives you a lot of flexibility in the time and you're really leveraging your strategic thought leadership, especially if in certain businesses. And again, you can charge a premium per hour where it makes sense. So advisory is one I've done, one I've stumbled into. Again, you hear me say this quite a bit because I wasn't necessarily looking for some of these revenue streams, but I had my eyes open. I was listening to think about how can I solve this problem for the business or individuals. And coaching is one that popped up. And it's been, I started with helping some escapees, coaching escapees out of corporate into a solo business world. But there's also an opportunity with businesses, right? Maybe a team, if you're a business development, a sales expert, right? You've run sales teams, you know how to get the most out of a sales organization. There's some small businesses that maybe you could come in and coach their sales leader on how to grow, right? They need those mentorships. They need those programs. So again, just keep an open mind as you're starting to think through these revenue streams. But the one theme that you should start seeing as I'm talking is your problem solving. At the end of the day, that's what small businesses need. They could care less about what titles you had. They do want to know where you worked, not necessarily that, but that you've actually been solving these problems for 20 or 30 years, and you've been doing it with the biggest brands, or at least large companies if you've been in corporate. And it absolutely translates to helping these small businesses. But what they don't care about is that title. So where in the corporate world, you lived off of titles. In the small business world, it's more, what problems can you solve? And where I'm going with this is you think about those problem solves. There's different ways to solve it, right? Like I said, advisory could be 5 hours per week. Fractional can be 8-10 hours per, or 5 hours per month. Fractional can be 8-10 hours per week, 30 to 40 hours per month. And maybe there's something in between, right? Maybe they just need a little bit more help for 3 months and they need to bring you in for a project, and then they can keep you on as a fractional or an advisor. So don't go into these deals with a specific offer before you even hear what the problems are. I found the path of least resistance is usually listen and then come up with this solution and say, yeah, I absolutely can solve your problem. And here's a couple of different ways to do it. So I'm giving you the labels of these monetization, these revenue streams, but they don't have to put a label on them. They just want to know you can solve the problems. Anyway, all right, back to the list. The next one is services, a service package. Almost think about it as an agency. I absolutely love this path. And if I was starting over, this is where I would focus because most small businesses have different problems and they may or may not be ready to hire somebody full-time. They may not be ready to hire somebody as a advisor or fractional. But if you have a service program that, hey, I can come in and let's use CRM as an example. I can come in, clean up your data, one-time fee. Maybe that's a project to make sure your data is clean, which as we know, most small businesses and large businesses really struggle with that. So there's probably a whole business and service just around data cleansing. But let's say it's really about the CRM. Then you'll come in, so you'll make sure you'll run the cleansing on the data. You'll update the CRM. Maybe they have some new processes or tickets or whatever it is, or you're helping them set it up. Where I'm going with this is maybe there's a $2,000 or $2,500 a month package you can sell into small businesses where you are their CRM specialist. You come in and set it up. This way, it's not project-based. It's not consulting. You're not a fractional. It's like, hey, this is what I charge to help small businesses clean and manage their CRM. And it's $2,500, $2,500 a month. You get four clients, you're billing $10,000 per month. And who knows? I think you can get really efficient at how quickly you can service each of those accounts, right? Small business is super thrilled because they're not locked in. They're not providing anything. They don't have to hire somebody that's a 12 to 18 month, risk, where this is, right? They're used to subscriptions. They can budget for it. They know what they're getting for it. And it's a good entry into other services. So if you can find that subscription, that service, and then provide additional ad hoc type of consulting, you can build a nice, really nice solo business, controlling your time, can time well. So, all right. So services, you get the idea. I'm a big fan. Influencer partnerships. This was, again, a newer one for me that 18 months ago wasn't even on my radar. But that's where a brand will partner with you, in this case, me, to help promote their services. And they pay you a fee. It could be monthly. It could be quarterly. But it's really a partnership between the two. That's one thing I've absolutely found. There's folks that will chase the dollar, whether they believe in the partnership or not, or the product or not. I won't do that. I've been super slow to get on board with brands because I want to make sure, one, I'm using it, or two, that I have a strong belief that I like the company, I like the people, I like their mission. But at the end of the day, there's revenue to be had. Even if it's not a large network that you have, there's opportunities there. The next one follows up is content creation. Again, this is something all of us could do, right? If you looked at me 5 years ago, I didn't have a podcast. I didn't do any content creation. Now I've got almost, 300 plus episodes of a podcast, 76,000 followers on TikTok, and TikTok pays me, right, for my content. Again, wouldn't have bet that it wasn't on my bingo card that would be a revenue stream, but it's become a revenue stream. And again, I'm not going to get rich off it, but when you start stacking these different revenue streams, it starts to add up in a hurry. So next one, more recent for me is the paid community, right? When I started the Escapee, it started with a free Slack group, realized that I wasn't getting the engagement from a lot of the folks. So we moved to a paid model where I really wanted folks that were invested in either getting out and staying out of corporate and wanted to be part of a community. That's why we started the Escapee Collective. And it's paid now, right? We've got over 100 members. If anybody, shameless plug, wants to join, it's still $20 a month right now. And if you get in before December, I'll keep you locked in for life at $20 a month. But we're going to start to raise the price because of a number of programs and sessions that we've started to announce. So if you're curious, you've been on the fence, now's the time to jump into that. Either DM me or you can find the links in my material. Sponsorship is another one. This is, now that I have the podcast and I've got the newsletter, I do have the ability and have charged, started testing, sponsorships for those two things. Same thing back to the influencer. I want to make sure it's a good fit for my brand. I want to make sure our values are aligned. And yeah, there's definitely a larger revenue stream here for me as we continue to grow. but this is still in the early stages with sponsors workshops. Again, I think anybody can do this, anybody that's got the experience. So if you're working with small businesses in, let's use sales right there, or let's use customer success. That's a relatively newer idea for small businesses. Most don't have a customer success function or strategy, so that you could set up a workshop for small business owners that say, hey, here's how to leverage customer success. And maybe it's a 4-hour paid session and you teach them the basics of, hey, when you onboard to success, it's not customer service, it's not account management, it's really how do you make sure your customer's successful. Anywhere I'm going with that, there's an opportunity for paid workshops. We've done a few within the Scapee world, and we'll probably look in 2026 to do more of these as well. The next one is speaking, right? I've got now 2 paid speaking gigs. And who would have guessed, right? Anybody that knew me in corporate before going solo never would have guessed the podcast, never would have guessed TikTok, and never would have guessed got paid for speaking. But yet here we are. So again, this could become a very lucrative channel. It's in the early stages. It's not something I've pursued. It's been more opportunistic with me so far. But it's something for 2026 I'm going to look to do more of, because I love to advocate for people getting out of corporate, as you know, and finding a path. So if there's other folks that, you know, want to pay me to come in and talk about this, I'm going to be more than happy to do this. The next one is user-generated content. If you're a longtime listener of this podcast, then you know that you probably heard the episode with Megan Collier, who is the UGC, and all she does is coaches and teaches boomers and Gen Xers how to make money with user-generated content. And she's got a course. One of the most popular episodes that I've had on this podcast. So I knew it really hit a nerve with folks on how to make money. And again, this is something I've recently discovered, and I think I can really leverage this because of I do have followers. User-generated content, again, I should take a step back, is basically you or I creating content for a brand, right? In this case, right, I love Travis Matthew. They're not a sponsor of me, but I could send or I could reach out to them and create content for them using their brand, talking about how, you know, that's the only thing, sure they were, whatever. Poor example. Megan's got a lot better examples. But brands will pay you for your user-generated videos, right? You can structure a deal. It takes a little bit of work, but once you get that engine rolling, there's good cash flow in that as well. So I encourage you to check that one out. E-commerce seems like a little bit of an offshoot, but the number of escapees that we have that actually do and branched into e-commerce makes more sense after I thought about it, right? So especially if you're in IT and you understand how e-commerce works, or you were responsible for e-commerce in corporate, you know, finding a small brand or starting your own on Amazon it makes sense. It's not something I've done, but something I'm still curious and paying attention to. I guess you can kind of say I'm doing e-commerce because I'm now selling an online course and a couple of coaching programs online. So I guess technically that's e-commerce, but maybe that's content. Blurs the line. But anyway, if it wasn't on your radar, if this is something you're passionate about, there's definitely a path there for you to make money as well. And then the last one is more of a tech-enabled service. And this may sound like the agency or selling services, but this is maybe you're passionate about starting and building an app, right? You know, you can do this vibe coding or no coding type of tools where you can build the app. I'm just a big fan of adding some services to it because I think that's where our superpowers as Gen Xers are, is that knowledge, that wisdom, and just technology that's dumb technology isn't going to help anybody. But you partner a technology with your experience. That's why I think AI, I didn't even include that in here, and I probably should, even though it's a service, is that marriage of you and your experience with technology, what to automate, right? It's going to be a major opportunity. It is right now, but so few of Gen Xers are going to actually take advantage of this. So if you like technology, you like AI, like small businesses, there's an opportunity for you right now to take advantage of that. So those are the 17 that I've talked about. And the beauty of every one of them, it doesn't take any money to get started, right? You may have to have a CRM, you know, website, which I'd argue when you get started, you don't need, right? You just need the ability to do some outreach and some networking. And that's probably another Cliff Notes session that I'll do here pretty quick about how I think you can, while still in corporate, build a revenue stream just using local businesses. And I'll walk you through what I think that framework looks like here in an upcoming episode. But two more revenue opportunities of how to replace your income that I would include is franchises. We've got, again, not a number of folks in the collective that also do either bought into an ownership of a franchise or exploring franchises as a, you know, think of it as a business in the box. May or may not leverage your corporate experience. It could be more of a personal passion of where you want to go. But another great way to get started, the difference with this one, it's going to take some investment. There are no free franchises, right? You're going to have to make that investment up front. But again, I think there's a lot of benefits to that where you don't have to start everything from scratch, and maybe you don't want to start things from scratch. And then the second one is to buy a business. I think this is a huge opportunity. And again, it's going to take some capital in order to get started in some cases. But, you know, with the boomers and the number of business owners, family-owned businesses that are looking to transition and the next generation doesn't want to take it over, there's deals to be had where you could probably even structure it where there's no cash out of your pocket. It's just coming out of future earnings you could pay off. Again, I think there's a wide spectrum, but a growing industry. Now that I'm saying this out loud, I should get somebody back on the podcast to talk about this opportunity because I think it's there. And even a partnership between two or three different Gen Xers, right, or escapees starting to build this, I think there's some really unique opportunities there. So anyway, I hope this was helpful. I hopefully got your brain thinking a little bit. And if you're in corporate, you know, some of these will not work, right, as long as you're still doing just because of the time commitment. But I like the services, I like the coaching, and potentially even advisory for folks that are still in corporate, that you can do this on the weekends, at night, so it doesn't conflict with your job. Build up those revenue streams, gain the confidence. And then when corporate kicks you out or you decide to quit, you've already got a path forward, right? You're going to future-proof what you're doing and what you like to do. So anyway, again, hope you found this helpful. And if you do enjoy the podcast, please do subscribe. It helps the numbers. It's still an old game, but it makes sense. And I don't ask enough for folks to subscribe if you enjoy it. And drop me a note if there is a separate topic or different things that you want me to discuss on this podcast. I will be happy to do it. But as always, appreciate you listening. And if we haven't connected, please do connect with me on LinkedIn. And if you're still in corporate, good luck.